From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign to flush out militants hiding in a large section of borderland. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials say the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that he will be sworn in as the country's new president on Friday. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. CNN aired footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off for as little as $400. The video sparked international outrage, with protests erupting across Europe and in Africa. This is VOA News.